Kofches Amud Aleph. So let's just review that Tosfos that we were discussing and see how it is applied halacha lemaisa. The Gemara said, Machloikas, if you have two tefillas on your plate, Mincha and Musaf, which one do you daven first? The opinion of Machloikas of Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon. According to the Rabbonon, you daven Mincha first. Why do you daven Mincha first?
Tadir.
Because it is Todir v'she'inoi Todir, Todir koidam. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, you have to daven Musaf first. Why? What happened to Todir? The answer is no, because Rabbi Yehuda himself says that this is a mitzvah oiveres. The zman of Musaf, according to his opinion, runs out after 7 hours, and therefore you don't have very much time to daven Musaf. So you can't possibly be involved in Mincha because we're worried you're going to forget Musaf. Either way, we don't paskin like that. We paskin that Mincha comes first. So Tosva says, let's have a look at this Tosva again inside. Halacha. Mispalel shel mincha v'achar kach mispalel shel musaf. Mikan yesh lizoher. Based on our Gemara, one should be careful. V'yom HaKippurim, we saw this on Sunday, lehispalel tfilas shachris koidem sheish shois u'mechza. One should be careful on Yom Kippur to make sure that you finish Shachris before 6.5 hours, which is another way of saying before the Zman of Mincha, De'im lo kein, because if you're not careful and you finish Shachris after 6.5 hours into the day, meaning after 12:30, then you now run into this whole machloikas, Mincha versus Musaf. And because we paskin that Mincha comes first, hayu tzrichin lehispalel tfilas ha-mincha koidem. So you're going to have to switch the normal Yom Kippur Seder instead of doing Shachris, Musaf, Mincha, because you've now clashed Musaf and Mincha together. You're going to have to go and do Mincha first. In order to avoid that, you should ensure that you finish your Shachris before the Zman of Mincha, before 12:30, and then you can begin Musaf on time. V'hori oimer de'einoi tzarech. The reader disagreed, and he said, no, d'ho d'ka omar she'yispalel tfilas amincha koidem, comma, that which it says in our Gemara, that you have to daven mincha before, haynu k'she'yishloi lasos tzrochov. That's only when you need to take care of your needs. Shelo yuchal lehispalel tfilas ha-mincha bizmano, meaning that you will not be able to daven mincha in the correct time. V'tzorich lehispalel shnehem miyad, and you have to therefore daven both of them right now. What would be an example of that? Kagoin, for example, shohoyeloi leilech l'su'udo gedoylo. He's on his way shortly to a Su'uda Gedoyla, K'moy L'Nisuin, like a Chasna. And we always know, the Halacha says, that a Su'uda Gedoyla, there's always the concern that it might drag on. And before you know it, it's the end of the day. You've missed the Zman of Mincha, so he has to have Mincha now. U'mis Yoren, he is afraid, Shemo Yimshoich B'Su'udasei. Maybe the Su'uda will be Moishoich. It'll be drawn out, it'll drag along. Oi, alternatively, sheyishtaker, maybe he'll become drunk, he'll become shikha. So either way, he'd love to daven mincha later on, but he knows he can't. And if he knows he can't, so he has to daven both tfilos right now. If you have to daven both tfilos right now, so then mincha comes first. But that's not applicable on Yom Kippur. Aval im hoyo loy shohois lehispalel achar tfilas musaf tfilas ha-mincha bizmano. If, however, he has time after mincha, after musaf, to go and daven mincha at the correct time, then there's no need to change the order. Ein loy lahaktim. that he does not need to give any precedence to Tfilas HaMincha, Ela Yispalel Kaseido. Rather, he davens in the normal order. What does that mean, the normal order? Musaf v'achar kach mincha. So the Re, one of the Gedolei Baalei HaTosfos, is telling us a tremendous chiddush. That even though our Gemara says that mincha comes first because of todir, todir v'sheinu, todir, todir koidem, but nonetheless, that only applies in the event that you have to daven both now. Why must you daven both now? Because you won't be able, or at least he's afraid that he won't be able, to daven mincha afterwards. What's the case? He's about to go to a chasna. It might be moishech, it might take a long time, or he might get drunk, then he won't be able to daven. So he has to daven mincha now. If he has to daven mincha now, he's got no choice. So mincha has to come first. Mashen ken in Yom Kippur, where that concern obviously doesn't exist. Nobody's going to a chasna on Yom Kippur. Nobody is getting shikha on Yom Kippur. So to the contrary, it's better to daven musaf first and then mincha. And therefore says the Tosfos, the Re, you don't need to rush shachris. Because even in the event that you finish shachris after 12:30, and you've bumped into the Zman Mincha, don't worry. That will not mean that you have to daven Mincha first, because actually you can daven Musaf first, followed by Mincha. So what we were discussing at the end of last time was this principle of Todir V'She'inoi Todir, Todir Koidem, as we know has many, many ramifications and applications lahalocha. The classic case is when you have Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, you first lay the Kriyas HaParsha of that week, followed by Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because the Kriyas of the week's Parsha is Todir, Rosh Chodesh is not Todir, Todir V'She'inoi Todir, Todir Koidem. And there's many, many examples. So, why is this Negea Halacha L'Maisa? This is Negea Halacha L'Maisa for Sfira Sa'oima. Because here we have a fascinating Shaila. We really want to daven, we really want to say Sfira Sa'oima as early as we can following nightfall. Why do we want to do it as early as we can? For purposes of Tamimois. Tamimois means we want to have the full days and the full weeks, so we don't want to count Chatzchila at least at 10 o'clock at night, because then you have 2 or 3 hours that were uncounted, as it were. So we'd like to daven say Sfira Sa'oima as early as we can. Problem is, at Seisa Koychovim, which is when you can recite Sfira Sa'oima, you also have Ma'ariv on your plate. So which one comes first? So the Shulchan Aruch says, in the beginning of Siman Tov Pei Tes, that you daven Ma'ariv first. Why do you daven Ma'ariv first? The Shulchan Aruch does not explain. So if you look in the Biur Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah explains as follows. He brings in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, the Moiruk Tzia, who was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. And the Moiruk Tzia says a fascinating reason. Do you know why we daven Ma'ariv first? So you'd expect him to launch into a halachic discussion. He says, no, it's not a halachic discussion. He said, it used to be in the old times that people would daven Ma'ariv whilst it was still daytime. They daven Ma'ariv just before Seisa Koychovim for whatever reason, such that they would finish Ma'ariv, and now it would be Tseisa Koychovim. So in those times, when did they count Sfira Sa'oima? Obviously, only at the end of Ma'ariv. They couldn't say Sfira Sa'oima any earlier than that, because it was still daytime. So if the day, for example, whatever, like now, Shkia, I think, is about 7:40, Tseisa Koychovim is approximately 8 o'clock. If it's at 8 o'clock, they daven Ma'ariv at 7:45. And if they davened Maariv 7:45, it wasn't yet nightfall. They didn't count Sfiras Ha'omer. They davened Maariv. They finished at 8 o'clock and they then said Sfiras Ha'omer. So the Bi'ur Halacha says, if that was the minhag, to say Sfiras Ha'omer following Maariv, that minhag remains with us, even though there's no real reason for it anymore because we're not davening before Tzeisak Yechovim, we're davening after Tzeisak Yechovim. And you therefore would have thought that perhaps indeed I should say Sfiras Ha'omer first to get my maximum tamimos. Nonetheless, because this was a long-standing minhag, for reasons we just explained, they always daven said Sfiras Ha'omer at the end of Maariv. That's what we do as well. Says the Mishnah Brura and the Bi'ur Halacha that others disagree. He quotes in the name of one of the Gedolei HaPoskim, the Choik Yaakov, and the Choik Yaakov says, no, it's not merely a discussion of what was the old-fashioned minhag, which we'd like to keep up for old time's sake. Rather, you have to daven Maariv first. Why do you have to? One word answer. Todir. Todir. Which l'chaira is a very big question on the Moiruk Tzia. Why did the Moiruk Tzia launch into this whole discussion about the old-fashioned minig, and even though it doesn't apply, we still keep to it? Why did he simply not say Todir? One of the most famous principles in the book, Todir v'she'enoi Todir, Todir koidem. So if you look inside in the Moiruk Tzia, the answer is to be found right there. Because, and this is very negeir to us, the Moiruk Tzia says, when must you say Kriya Shema every night? Or when must you daven Maariv? The answer is, any time following Tzeisak Yechovim. The earliest time is, of course, Tzeisak Yechovim. But when is the Zman? The Zman is 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, all evening, no problem. When, however, is the Zman of Sfiras Ha'omer, it's not all night long. Lechatchila, it should be done immediately following Tzeisak Yechovim, in order to ensure that we have maximum tamimos. So if that's the case, says the Moiruk Tzia, here the principle of Todir does not apply. Todir only applies when I have two mitzvahs on my plate. Both need to be performed now. But here I don't have that. Sfiras Ha'omer needs to be performed now because you want to do maximum tamimos. But Kriya Shema and Maariv, you can quite happily daven at 10 o'clock at night. Therefore, says the Moiruk Tzia, as far as I'm concerned, Todir is not a factor. And essentially, we should be doing Sfiras Ha'omer immediately following Tzeisak Yechovim. Why don't we? That's why the Moiruk Tzia came up with this other explanation. It's for old time's sake, but not because of Todir. Now, that is a discussion within Todir. Either way, what we could ask is, one second, Rav Nachum, you asked this last time, isn't there a simpler reason? Wouldn't we say that, one second, forget old time's sake, forget Todir. Kriyas Shema is a mitzvah min ha-Torah. It's a deraisa. Whereas the mitzvah of Sfiras Ha'omer, although there is a discussion, but we paskin lahalocha, the bizman hazeh, it's only the rabbonon. So a deraisa versus a derabbonon, obviously a deraisa should come first. Obviously you should daven Maariv first. Why does nobody suggest that? Why does nobody say that the reason why you should do Maariv first is because it contains Kriya Shema. Kriya Shema is Deiraisa, Sfiras Ha'omer is Drabon. And this is what we said, if you look in Hilchas Chanukah, in Tof Reish Ayin Beis, the same discussion crops up there as well. On the one hand, you want to light your Chanukah candles. On the other hand, if it's now nightfall, you have Kriya Shema. Chanukah candles is definitely the Rabbanon, no question about it. And Kriya Shema is a Deraisa. Another area, where else do you have this Shaila? In Hilchas Bedikas Chametz, comes the nightfall, you've got Kriya Shema, which is Deraisa. What about Bedikas Chametz? Is Bedikas Chametz a Deraisa or Derabbanon? So essentially, it's a Takana Derabbanon. Mishavura points out that as long as you haven't done Bittul Chometz, it becomes a Deraisa of Tashbisu. So either way, over here too, when it comes to Sfiras HaOmer, L'Chaira, we could have discussed that Maariv should come first because it's a Deraisa. Not the whole of Maariv, at least Kriya Shema. But once again, the answer may be no. Deraisa only eclipses the Rabbanon if the Zman of both is now. So obviously, if I have a Deraisa and a Rabbanon on my plate, then Deraisa comes first. But over here, the Deraisa is not really on my plate. Why is my Deraisa not on the plate? Because you can say Kriya Shema at 10 o'clock at night as well. Whereas Sfiras HaOmer initially should be done first thing, say Sakri Chovim. Either way, halacha lemaisa, as we all know, the general minhag is to say Sfiras HaOmer following Maariv. There is a discussion in the poskim, what happens if you're only davening Maariv at 10 o'clock at night? Can you then, or should you then, say Sfiras HaOmer at say Sakri Chovim? I think it's pretty fair to say that it's not the minhag. The general minhag is, whenever you daven Maariv, at say Sakri Chovim or later, you do Sfiras HaOmer together with Maariv. We don't normally hear of people at 8 o'clock in the evening stop what they're doing to say Sfiras HaOmer and then go to Maariv in the Groshul at 11 o'clock at night. We don't hear that, which is a bit of a discussion. Why indeed not? Surely we should have to stop whatever we're doing to count Sfiras HaOmer in order to ensure maximum tamimois. It's a very, very big question. So I saw just last week a tshuva in the Shevet HaLevi of Rav Ozna, Zechrono Levracha, and he is also greatly distressed by this minhag. Why is it that people do not say Sfiras HaOmer right to the beginning of nightfall in order to ensure maximum tamimois? Says Rav Ozna, I have no choice but to explain that this came about for the following reason. Sfiras HaOmer, as we all unfortunately know, is quite easy to forget. If you don't attach it to Maariv, it can become very forgettable. If you make it part and parcel of the Maariv service, then it's unlikely you're going to forget. Because you're in shul, and obviously after Shmoneh Esrei, you're going to say Sfiras HaOmer, you can't possibly forget. But if everybody is left to their own devices to count Sfiras HaOmer at home, because it just takes a second, it's not a whole big avodah, it's something that's very easily forgotten. Says Rav Ozna, maybe, he suggests, he says, I don't know, maybe that's the reason why it became, as it were, the minhag to always keep Sfiras HaOmer after Maariv and not to count Sfiras HaOmer b'zman. But he certainly says in conclusion, if you really are davening at a later hour and at Tzei Sakri Chovim you want to count Sfiras HaOmer, so be it. A very healthy thing. It's a good thing. That way you're getting more tmimois. If you want to know why that's not the general custom, it could be because generally it is a good thing to keep it attached to Maariv. That way, it's less likely to be forgotten.
Okay.
Okay, back to our discussion. Let's move back into the Gemara. I'd like to at least reach the two dots on the Mishnah on Amud Beis. We're on the fifth bottom line. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Kol HaMispalel Tfila Shel Musafin. La'achar Sheva Sho'ois L'Rabbi Yehuda, comma. Remember, we know that according to the Rabbanon, you can daven Musaf all day. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you can only daven until 7 hours. Says the Gemara, if ever you daven Musaf after 7 hours, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where basically you have missed the boat, Olov about him, Hakosav Oimer, the Pasuk writes the following. It's a Pasuk in Tzefania. Strange word, which we don't know what it means initially. Noigi mimoyed osafti mimcha.
Hoyu.
Now what does that mean? Look at the bottom Rashi. Mimoyed machmas sheheviru, because they passed moyadei hatfilois v'chagim, because they passed the time. Moyed is the time of tfilois or yomim tovim. They bypassed them. They missed them. What happens to Klal Yisrael? Yihyu noigim. What does noigim mean? Va'asufim v'kolim. They will be, as it were, gathered in and destroyed. If you bypass Yom Tov or Tfilah, you'll be destroyed. Very, very scary concept. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, where Tfilas Musaf is just 7 hours, if you miss that, then Chas V'Sholom, you are subject to this pasuk. Now, says the Gemara, Mai Mashma, what is the implication, Dahai Noigi, quote unquote, how do you know that that means Lishna de Tavra? What does the Tavra mean? So again, we apply our rule. We exchange a Tof for a Shin. And instead of Tavra, it's Shavra. Shavra to break, to destroy. How do you know that this strange-looking, rare word of Noigi means destruction? That if you miss Yom Tov or if you miss Tfilah, you'll be destroyed. How did you know that was the translation? And the answer is, Kedmetargem Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef apparently translated into Aramaic the psukim of the Novi, the Ksuvim, and he translated it as destruction. Because he said, Tavri Osi, destruction will come, Al Soinehen de Beis Yisrael, literally translated on the enemies of Israel, meaning those who don't keep the halachas. Al, why will destruction come their way? Al, for de Icharu, they delayed Zmane Moyadaya de Yerushalayim. For delaying Yomim Tovim in Yerushalayim, meaning they were supposed to come up to Yerushalayim for Yom Tov and they didn't bother. So what happens to them? Tavra. Tavra means they will be broken or destroyed. And we're now adapting that not just to Yomim Tovim, but so too for Tfilois. If somebody doesn't daven on time, then Chas V'Shalom is subject to this threat of being destroyed. Now, it's a little bit strange. If the translation was that if you miss your Yom Tov, you'll be destroyed, how do we know that that applies also to missing davening? Mm-hmm. It wasn't talking about davening. L'chayr, it says moyed. Moyed normally is translated as Yom Tov. So look at the bottom Tosfos. The last Tosfos on the page. Kedematargem Rabbi Yosef al de'icharu zmanei moyadayim. Ve'i mishto'i. Mishto'i means talking about or speaking. If it's speaking about Beragolim, if you would translate literally it to mean that if you miss the Regolim, the Shalosh Regolim, Ein Shaykh Loima Loshoin Ichur. The word delay would be very strange and out of context. Why? Shahre Ein Loim Tashlumim. because there's no tashlum, and you can't, if you miss Shavuos, then that's it, it's game over. So there's no concept of delaying a Yom Tov. If you miss it, you miss it. Ela al karchach b'tfilah mishtoi ra. So therefore, it must be talking about tfilah, mishtoi, again, speaking. That's how we know that the Pasuk is speaking about tfilas. Because if the translation is delaying, you can't delay a Yom Tov, but you can delay a tfilah, not legally, but it's possible, i.e. tashlum. Now, there is a very big question to be asked over here, because we're talking about Musaf, and Musaf doesn't have tashlum. So how can you possibly say that we're discussing not Yom Tov, because Yom Tov doesn't have tashlumin, rather davening, and that does. It's true, most davening does, but not Musaf, and that's precisely the tefillah that we're discussing. That is the huge kasha of Rabbi Akiva Egan. Okay, either way, back into the Gemara. So it's a frightening notion. Somebody misses davening, then according to this Gemara, Chas v'shalom, he is subject to terrible punishment. Says the Gemara, Omar Rav Eloza, a similar but not quite the same concept. Kol hamispalel tefillah shel shachris. Whoever davens the tefillah of shachris, la'acha arba shois, after 4 hours, again, meaning you've missed your zman tefillah, l'Rav Yehuda, olav hakosor oimer, Noigi mimoyed osafti mimcha hoyu. So we're quoting the same pasuk that if you miss the zman of tefillah, now remember, according to the Rabbanon, you can daven mimcha until shachris until chatzos, but we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven only until 4 hours. So if you daven after 4 hours, you've missed the zman. You've missed the zman. And what happens if you miss the zman? Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, again quoting that pasuk, but here we're translating a little bit differently. My mashma, how do you know dahai noigi, that this word noigi can also be translated not as destruction, like we said before, but rather lishna de tsa'ara, he'll be in pain, distress. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about pain, chas v'shalom, to somebody who misses his man of shachris. But how do you know that the word noigi means pain? Because there is a pasuk in Tehillim which says, dolfa nafshi mituga. Tuga is similar to the word noigi. My nefesh is in pain from this tuga, from this tsar. Or alternatively, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, no, it's mehocha. It says, besuloi seho, Noigois vehi marlo, it's a pasuk in the beginning of Eicha. It's besulois, klal Yisrael's besulois, noigois vehi mar, and it's bitter. So you see that noigois is an issue of bitterness or tsar. So either way, it's quite a frightening proposition.
Didn't we say earlier, though, the fact that you're only going to lose your schar for tefillah b'zman.
Correct.
The fact that you still can daven, you're still going to receive your schar.
Right.
Until chatzos.
Right. That's what's so scary. Even after chatzos, we say if you daven tashlumin, whoever davens tashlumin, the Gemara says you get schar for tefillah, but not for schar for tefillah b'zmano. Which you're quite right, which is very frightening. It means even if you're going to get schar for tefillah, then nonetheless, you consider it to be destroyable, or pained, because lamaisi you missed a zman of tefillah. Okay, you know what? Let's clock out over here, and we'll clock back in before we see the new
book. Okay.
Says the Gemara, the top of Chof Ches on the base. Rav Avia, that was his name.
Chof Ches, right?
Chof Ches, 28b.
Oh, B. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Rav Avia Cholash, Rav Avia was weak. V'loy Osa lePirka, he was not able to come to the Pirka. Pirka means the Shia, the Rav Yosef. Of Rav Yosef, look at Rashi. Loy al lepirka derav Yosef, shehaya roish hayeshiva bepompadisa. There were two very great yeshivas, as is well known, Yavne and Pompadisa. Rav Yosef was the roish hayeshiva, vahaya doyreish b'shabbos. He would give a drasha every Shabbos. When exactly? Koidem tfilas hamusafin. Now this is significant, as we're going to see in the continuation of the Gemara. He would give a drasha, I think like Rav Kornfeld does, before the tefillah of Musaf, or la'acha hadrasha. After the drasha, hayu hoilchim lebeis haknesses, they would then go to shul, so obviously the drasha was not in shul, and then mispalalim tefillah samusafim. So they obviously, they daven shachris, they presumably went home, they went to the Beis HaMedrash for the Shia, for the Drasha. And then from the Beis HaMedrash, they went to the Beis HaKnesses to then go and daven Musaf.
Perhaps they went home for Kiddush first.
Right, could be. So that's going to be a discussion now. Are you allowed to have Kiddush before Musaf? That's what we're going to see now. But Avia, therefore, was weak, and he was unable to make it to the Beis HaKnesses, to the Beis HaMedrash, to hear Rav Yosef's drasha. Rav Yosef was the Rosh Hashiva, and Rav Avia was unable to come to his shir. Presumably, Rav Yosef was rather unhappy about this. Lamacha, the next day, Sunday, Ki Osa, when he did then come to the Beis HaMedrash, Bo'o Abaya, Abaya wanted La'anuche Daite de Rav Yosef. What does it mean, la'anuche daite? He wanted to calm him down, wanted to appease him, meaning, presumably, Rav Yosef was most upset that his prized Talmud, Rav Avia, did not come to the Shia. So Abaya wanted to try and calm down the Rebbe and try and appease him. So how did he do that? Omalei, so he said to Rav Avia, presumably in front of Rav Yosef, what's going on? My timer, what is the reason that Loi Osom Mar, why didn't Mar, the master, why didn't you come? Lepirka, why didn't you come to the Shia? So this is what he was deliberately challenging Rav Avia in order to make Rav Yosef happy. Omalei, he said to him, why didn't I come to the Shia? Dahava cholish, which means chalash, weak, libo'i my lave, I had a weak heart. So I was too weak to make it to the Shia. V'loi motzino, and I was unable, therefore, to come to the shir. Omalei. So he said back to him, I'm sorry, that's not a good excuse. Amai loi to'amto, why didn't you taste midi something? V'osis, and then come. If you say you had a weak heart, so you should have had something to eat, that would have strengthened you, and then you would have had the koyach to come to the shir. Omalei. So Rav Avya answered back. He was very surprised by the question. You wanted me to eat? Loi sovar lo mar lahod Rav Huna. Don't you hold of Rav Huna? Domer Rav Huna, osur loy lo odom. It is osur for a person sheyitoim to taste klum, anything, koidem sheyispalel tfilas hamusafin. So I'm rather surprised at your question. Why are you asking me that I should have tasted something before musaf, and then I would have had the koyach to come to the drosha? But Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to eat before Musaf. So obviously I didn't eat. I hold of Rav Huna, don't you? Omalei, so he answered back, okay, I have a different answer. Iboyale lamar, at least the master, that's you, you know what you should have done? Litzluye, you should have davened. Silusa de Musafin beyochid. So you should have davened Musaf at home in private. Then, velitoim midi, then you could have tasted something, velamaisi, and then you could have come. So even if you're right, that we go with Rav Huna, who says you cannot taste anything before musaf, so daven musaf. Why didn't you daven musaf at home, then make kiddush, and then you would have had a koyach to come to the shir? Omalei, so Rav Avya again was surprised by the question. Veloy Saval or Mar, don't you hold of Lahod Omer Rabbi Yochanan? Don't you know what Rabbi Yochanan said? Osur loy Lahodom, it is forbidden for a person Sheyakdim Tfilosoy Letfilas HaTzibur. You're not allowed to daven before the Tzibur have davened. So even if you're too weak and you can't make it to Shul, but you should not daven before the Tzibur. So therefore, I had no eitzah whatsoever. I didn't want to daven before the tzibur. And if I didn't daven yet, well, then I couldn't eat yet. So therefore, I was too weak to come to the shir. Omar lei, so Abai responded, no, lav itmar Allah. Didn't we learn about that particular principle? That Omar of Abba, betzibur shanu. Betzibur, that was only learned, Shonu, learned, like Mishnah, that was only learned, Betzibur. What does that mean, Betzibur, Shonu? Look at the last Rashi before the Mishnah. It says, Rashi, Im hu bebeis haknesses im hatzibur. If he is in the Beis HaKnesses with the Tzibur, then lo yakdim lehispalel. Then you mustn't daven before them. So if you're together with the Tzibur, you're in Shul, don't quickly go to the back of the Shul and daven Musaf before the rest of the Tzibur. But I was at home. And if you were at home, then I'm sorry, you had no excuse. You could indeed have davened. Even if you didn't want to eat before Musaf, you could have davened Musaf at home. What were you telling me? No, you're not allowed to daven before the Tzibur. That's only if you're with the Tzibur. But if you're not with the Tzibur, rather you were at home, you would have been perfectly allowed to daven Musaf. So why didn't you do that? And that's how he challenged him, and in order to appease the Rosh Hashiva Rabbi Yosef. Now what do we pass in Halacha L'maisa? Says the Gemara, V'les Hilchasa, the halacha is not like Loika Rav Huna, Veloika Rav Yeshua ben Levi. Now, what does that mean? Kerav Huna, Hoda Omron, that which we said already. We said on the first wide line that Rav Huna said, you're not allowed to taste anything before Musaf. We do not paskin like that. Which, by the way, halacha lamaisa. We hold la halacha, you are allowed to eat before Musaf. Rav Huna clearly says, you're not allowed to, but we don't paskin like that. So that's what it means. We don't paskin like Rav Huna or the Omron, that which was stated already. Now, what does it mean, Rav Yeshua ben Levi, that we don't paskin like Rav Yeshua ben Levi? What did he say? Dom Rav Yeshua ben Levi, kiven shehigia zman tfilas HaMincha, Rav Shua ben Levi said that once you get to the Zman of Mincha, Asur loy la'odom sheyitoim klum. It is also to taste anything koidem sheyispalel tfilas HaMincha. So today, at 1:15, according to Rav Shua ben Levi, that's the Zman of Mincha, so you can't eat therefore. The good news is, we don't paskin like that. So you are allowed to eat before Musaf, you are allowed to eat before Mincha. If you look at there's a small Tosfos, the one and only Tosfos on this page, Kiven she'egiya zman tfilas ha-mincha, osur litoim klum, v'is leil Rabbi Yeshua. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yeshua, that's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who says you're not allowed to taste or eat, mafsikin. When it says, we have a principle that you've got to stop whatever you're doing before Mincha, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, what does that mean you've got to stop? Stop what? Afilu min achila. You've got to stop eating. This is Tosis in conclusion. V'loi hi, this, however, is not so. Why is it not so? Because our Gemara clearly told us that we don't paskin like that. And we paskin that before Musaf, you are allowed to eat. And before Mincha, you are allowed to eat. Therefore, halacha l'maisa, we do not paskin either like Rav Shua ben Levi or like Rav Huna. Okay, that's as far as we're going to reach today in the Gemara, because this is the last shiur before Shavuos. Maybe let's just share a brief Shavuos thought together, which I think is relevant to us, especially as we are zeicher to learn Torah together.
There's no shiur Thursday?
Oh, Thursday's Erev Yom Tov.
You might be busy Erev Yom Tov, but...
I didn't think of that. We could learn on Thursday. I could learn. Anybody? Is Thursday good for everybody here?
I will come if there's shiur.
Nachum, how does that sound for you?
Fine.
If Yosef, it's good for you, Rabbi Shazelik, Rabbi Avram?
Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem.
Ah, very special. Okay, we'll learn together on Erev Shavuos. Okay, so let's hold it over here for today. And Be'ezus Hashem, on Thursday morning, we'll begin the new sugya, which is...